Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Glory to God. We just want to say welcome, 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 each and every one of you. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to the Lord for all that he has done, all that he is doing in this hour. Amen, Jesus. Truly, the Lord is doing a great and mighty work, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful for what he's doing in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. We are so very grateful. Glory be to God, and we're grateful that you have elected to come and be with us. Amen, Jesus. You've elected to come and be with us. We realize that there are so many other things that you could be doing, people of God, but you chose to come and to be here. And we just want to say thank you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you from the depths of our heart. We thank you on tonight. While you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and text a couple of people, let them know that we're on, let them know that we're live on tonight. Tell them to come and be with us. Encourage them to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, God has been doing a work. He has been doing a work here on the Prayer News Network, and we are so grateful for it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, our hearts have been burning. Our hearts have truly been burning. God has really been sending forth his word. And I tell you, we have been blessed beyond measure. We have no complaints. Amen. Because the word that he has delivered unto us, he's doing a work in our lives. Amen. And for this, we're grateful. For this, we're thankful. Amen. Glory be to God. We're so very thankful. Glory to God. Thankful to him for his keeping power. Thankful for him. Thankful to him for life. And that more abundantly on tonight. We're just thankful. We're thankful. We're grateful. Amen, Jesus. Aren't you grateful? Glory be to God for what God is doing in your life. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, as you look back over your life, truly, truly, as you look back over your life, even these 300 days, glory to God, that we have been on this line, as you look back over your life, surely I know, amen, that you can see that there is change. Amen. Change has come. Glory to God. Change has come. God is doing a great work. Amen, Jesus. We've been here on this line. We've been taking notes. Amen, Jesus. We're here at day number 359. Amen, Jesus. All of this time that we've been on this line, it's not for naught. Listen, glory be to God. Our coming has not been in vain. Amen. The Lord has unctioned us. We have come, and here we are, and here we are again. And so we just want to give God thanks. We want to give him praise for the change in your life. Amen. Glory be to God again. We want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message. Send out a text message, people of God. Send out a text message. Let the people know that we're here. Amen, Jesus. Let them know that we are here. Amen. If you have social media, glory to God. Go ahead and send out that text message. Amen. Go ahead and send out a notice on social media. Let the people know. Let the people know. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know that we are here and that we are going live. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, Jesus. So we just thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I am truly excited. I'm excited for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, he's doing a great work. He's doing a great work. And for this, we are so very grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, people of God, go ahead and send out a text message. Go ahead and send out a message on your social media page to let the people know that we're here. We are going live. Amen. We have gone live. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We want to thank, glory to God, each and every one of you again. We want to thank God for all of our listeners. In particular, we always like to acknowledge, amen, our listeners from other countries. Glory to God, amen. We thank God for each and everyone here in the U.S., amen, but for those that make the extra sacrifice to listen in other parts of the world, amen, in other parts, in other time zones, we just want to say thank you, amen, for wherever you're listening from. We just want to say thank you, whether you're listening from, glory be to God, from the UK or Brazil, glory be to God, or whether you're listening from Nassau, Bahamas, from the Bahamas Islands, glory to God, or the British Virgin Islands, glory to God, amen, or Canada, amen, Jesus. We just want to let you know that we know that you are listening, and we thank God for you. We thank God for you for coming to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to honor, amen, our leaders on tonight. We want to honor, glory to God, amen, my leaders on tonight, glory to God. Just thanking the Lord, amen, for the, oh, he is the ultimate leader, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just thanking the Lord for him, thanking him for leading us, guiding us, directing us every step of the way. People of God, he has guided us every step of the way, and we are so very grateful for that. Amen. We want to thank God on tonight. I want to thank God on tonight for, amen, our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Glory to God, amen, for the labor, amen, for the blueprint that he has left in the earth. Glory to God that has been passed down through the ages. Amen. No new way. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. It all points to Jesus Christ and him crucified, the Savior of the whole earth. Glory to God. Before, amen, hallelujah, gave his life. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before the foundations of the world. Amen. Before was formed. Amen. He had already done the work. Glory to God, and then he came in the body of Jesus Christ, glory be to God, to manifest that had already taken place. Amen. There was no room, no possibility that the enemy could get in to infiltrate anything, glory to God, because it was already done. It was done. Amen, Jesus. So when Jesus died on the cross, amen, Jesus, he said, amen, is the root. Glory to God. What did he say? It is finished, and it was finished. Amen. And here we are. People of God, we're just trying to advance this vision, amen, to win the loss at any cost. Glory to God, to let somebody know that Jesus still saves. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for the pattern, the blueprint, amen, of our chief apostle. We're thanking the Lord on tonight for Mother Jane. We're thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. Thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory be to God. Thanking God for him. Glory to God. Thanking God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. and Shepherd Mother Taylor. Thanking the Lord for them on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. People of God, we thank God for your leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. Each and every leader, we thank God for them on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, glory to God, there's just been a big hit on the leaders, amen. Seems like, glory to God, there's an ingathering of leaders on tonight. So, glory to God, we just want to thank God for your leaders on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for each and every one of them, Amen. We want to thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. Glory be to God, each and every one. Glory to God. Thank God for them for maintaining their place and space. Glory to God in this work. Amen. Glory to God. The sacrifice. Glory to God that they are here. Glory to God, making such a sacrifice. Many of them have their own ministries. Glory to God, their own responsibilities in their local churches. Glory to God. But they, amen, they're lending a hand. They're lending a hand to keep this work going forward. Amen. That the will of the Lord can continue to be done. And for this, we're grateful. Amen. Yes, we are. We are so grateful. Amen. People of God, go ahead and send out those text messages. Go ahead and send out those text messages on tonight. Glory to God, to let someone know that we are here. Glory be to God that we are here. Glory to God. Let them know. And listen, compel them to come. Compel them to come, come, come. Glory to God, and be with us. Let them know there's a word from the Lord for them. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Amen, Jesus. Let them know they don't want to miss it. Amen. Glory be to God as well. People of God, we want to let you know that next Tuesday, April the 6th, next Tuesday, April the 6th, people of God, we will be, amen, commemorating and celebrating our one-year anniversary, one whole year that we have been here broadcasting. Glory be to God. Not just the prayer line, amen, but we have been broadcasting. We have been sharing forth, amen, giving the word of God every night, glory to God. So we have been broadcasting. So we thank God, amen, that the Lord has brought us a whole year, amen, giving word, not just word, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, but the unadulterated gospel. We have been here. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen, and we just thank God for it. So we'll be, amen, commemorating, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and we want you to come. We want you to tell somebody to come, glory be to God. Perhaps some people know that you're coming to the line, amen, Jesus. Well, listen, tell them, invite them on Tuesday. Tell them, listen, I want you to come and be my special guest. We're celebrating a whole year. Glory to God, and invite them to come and be a part of the celebration service. Amen. Invite them to come. Invite them to come. Compel them to come. Amen, Jesus. Don't come alone. Amen. Bring a couple of people with you. Amen, Jesus. Tell them to come and listen to, listen. Tell them to come and just listen. Come and hear, you know, what I've been a part of for the past year. Tell them to come and be a part. Compel them to come. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, again, that's next Tuesday, same time. Glory be to God. Come prepared to be blessed. Amen. Come prepared to be blessed, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Now listen, glory to God. We want you to come early. Amen. We don't want you to wait. Amen. We want you to come early because we're going to be jumping right into our program. Amen. We're not going to lag. Amen, Jesus. I know a lot of times a lot of people are just coming on, amen, between 9:30. Amen. But we're not going to lag on that night because we have a lot to cover. So we want you to come early. Come early, early, early. And that, again, is Tuesday, April 6th, our first year anniversary. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're grateful, amen, for you. Amen, for sharing the word, for getting that word out to everybody. Amen. We're grateful for those of you that are sending out the broadcast. Glory to God each and every night, amen, that you're requesting. We thank God for you for sending those broadcasts out. We thank God for you, people of God, amen, for being a blessing. Amen, for blessing somebody else, glory to God, because we, as we always say, we're not selfish, but we want someone else to be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And at this time, glory to God, as we have gotten our preliminaries out of the way, amen. Again, thanking God for each and every one that's here. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Thanking God for those of you that are yet coming in. Glory to God. Those of you that are listening via radio, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. How many, glory to God, are ready to be blessed on tonight. You're ready. You're ready to be blessed on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want you to bring your heart and bring your minds in on tonight, people of God. Amen. Bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. Amen. Get your pencil. Get your paper. Glory be to God. Get your pencil. Get your paper. Glory be to God. And prepare. Amen. As we get ready to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you bring it on in now. Bring it on in. You sent your text messages out. Bring it on in on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Just
the recording has started.
Lord, amen. Just begin to bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For his goodness, for his grace. Hallelujah. How many need the Lord on tonight? Amen. Glory to God. The song says, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee, yeah, every hour, I need thee, oh. Me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, hallelujah, yeah, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me. My Savior, I come to, I come to thee. Now tell the Lord, yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, will you tell him yes? Tell him yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yes, Lord, yeah, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many give the Lord a yes on tonight? Glory to God. How many will give him a yes out of your soul? How many will give the Lord a yes on tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A yes, 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 Lord. A yes, 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 Lord. Glory be to God. How many give him a yes on tonight? Hallelujah. Glory be to God, for he knows what's best for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. And we owe him a yes. Amen. We owe him a yes on tonight. We owe the Lord a yes. Glory to God. He's done so much for us, and we owe him a yes. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you on tonight. Glory to God. We're coming tonight with a yes in our hearts. We're coming with a yes in our souls. We're coming with a yes in our spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, oh God. We say yes. Glory be to God. We say yes, Lord. We say yes. We say yes on tonight. Glory to God. We say yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With our hands lifted up, with our mouths filled with praise on tonight, our praise of yes on tonight, our praise, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our praise, hallelujah. Our praise, say yes on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We coming, we're blessing. We're blessing you on tonight. Glory to God with everything within us. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. Glory be to God. We glorify you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. And we're thanking you. We're thanking you for another day. We're thanking you for another hour. We're thanking you for this moment right now. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you for bringing us. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. We're thanking you for keeping us on tonight. For you said by your word that you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for being true to your word. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God for your word will not, shall not, and cannot fail. We thank you on tonight for your promises unto us. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your promises of yea and amen. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for blessing us, oh God. We're thanking you for bestowing upon us in this day, in this hour, blessings upon blessings. And Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you now. We just want to thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you now. We're thanking you. Glory to God. Thanking you for leading us. Thanking you for guiding us. Thanking you for directing us. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you'll look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us. Look upon this line. Look upon this people. Glory to God that you have called, that have assembled on today. We're asking you to look upon us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Look not upon us in your wrath. Glory to God, but in your loving kindness and in your tender mercies. Look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, should there be anything, any way, oh God, that's not pleasing in your sight, we're asking you to forgive us now. Forgive us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew, oh God, a right spirit within us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to the Most High. We're asking you to touch us yet again. Touch us, glory be to God. Touch us way down on the inside. Revive, restore, renew on tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you today, we're asking you to lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, some may have come on this line tonight in the state of confusion, but Father, we know that you're our peace, and we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for peace on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We glorify you in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on the night. Sanctify our environment. Glory be to God. Oh God, we call under arrest everything that's not like you. Every wayward way, we call it under arrest. Every spirit, oh God, that's not like you, we call it under arrest in the name of Jesus. In your precious name, we call it under arrest now, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We cast it out. We cast it out. Every spirit, every voice on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking tonight to cause your glory, cause it to be revealed, cause it to be revealed in each and every one of us, cause it to be revealed right where we abide, cause
God. Do it all over the land. Do it all over the land. For there's healing in your wings. Healing of our shame. Oh, God, but healing is the children's bread. And we're asking you to heal on the night in the name of Jesus. Heal situations. Heal circumstances. Heal, glory to God. Heal relationships. Heal minds on the night. Heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every broken place, cause there to be restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh God, do it tonight. Oh God, do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we humbly come. We humbly come on tonight. We ask you to do it again, Lord. We ask you to do it again. Move for your people. Move, oh God. Move in the judicial system. Move, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where there is justice, oh God, cause you're just. Oh God, justice, oh God, cause it. Cause justice, the spirit of justice. The spirit of justice, cause it to stand. The spirit of grace and the spirit of mercy. Cause grace and mercy, oh God, to stand for your people in the precious name of Jesus. For you are merciful God. You're true God. You're loving God. You're God of a second chance. Oh God, we're asking you to overthrow and overturn on tonight. Overturn, for the king's heart is in your hand. And we're asking you to overturn tonight. Overturn, oh God. Overturn in the name of Jesus. Overturn unrighteous decisions. Overturn, oh God, in the name of Osama, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your mercy. We're thanking you for your grace. We're thanking you on tonight in your precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to save on tonight. Save the unsaved. Save, oh God, the Alabosaba. Oh God, the seemingly unsavable. But we're asking you to save on tonight. Cause your salvation to go throughout the earth. Cause your salvation to go out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and gather your people. Cause them to hear. Open their ears. Cause them to hear your call. Open their eyes. Cause them to see, oh God, that they need you. That they're in need of a Savior. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for your foot soldiers. Thanking you for your vessels. Thanking you for your angels. Oh, God, that are ministering spirits. Oh, God, that have come forth in the earth to minister to the heirs. To minister, oh, God, to those that have not yet come. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the end gathering. We thank you for pulling your people in. We're thanking you, glory to God, for saving your people with an outstretched arm. We're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, thank you for meeting needs. Thank you for meeting needs. Thank you for opening doors unto your people. Those doors that were shut, but we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for opening doors on tonight. Thank you for closing those unrighteous doors, those doors that will cause your people not to move forward. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, for your glory. Thank you for your glory. Cause it to rest upon this line. Cause it to rest, oh God, and cause it to emanate throughout the earth. There, God, through the airways. Cause your glory, oh God, to rest upon your people. And Father, we're asking you on tonight to bless your speaker. Bless the woman of God on tonight. Bless the God I must say. Bless as only you can. Oh God, we're asking that you will speak on tonight. Speak and move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Break yokes on tonight. Break chains on tonight. Destroy yokes on tonight. Oh God, cause there to be lifting. Oh God, and every captive, oh God, set free on tonight. Father, we thank you. Thank you for doing it for your people. Thank you for doing it now. Oh God, we're thanking you for your word. Oh God, that has come forth. Oh God, and we're yet here to receive. Well, God, at this time of manifestation, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Father, we say, have your way on tonight. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way as only you can. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, oh God. Glory to God. We're asking you on tonight to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hidden. Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you now for what you're about to do. We bless your precious name. We again, oh God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bring it every work to naught. We bring it every thought, it's every intention. We bring it to naught as sons of God, for you've endued us with power from on high. For greater you are within us, oh God, than he that is in the world. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for the power. We thank you for the demonstration. We thank you. We bless you now in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight. Every heart on tonight. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight. Amen. Say amen. 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 People of God, we are grateful on tonight. We are ready to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. We are ready to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. Glory to God. We pray you have your pen. We pray that you have your paper. Amen, Jesus. We want you to receive this word, this living word. Amen, Jesus. Receive this word. And if you receive this word, the word of God will work for you. Amen. It will work. The word will work. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just need to receive it. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're so grateful. Glory to God. We're going back, amen, to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. We have another one of our PNN advisors. We're so grateful, amen, for these men and women of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Always willing, always available in the service of the Lord. Amen. Ready to speak what thus saith the Lord. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're going to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, by way of EPC Nation. Glory to God. Of course, she's no stranger to us at all. Amen. She's one of us. Amen. And we're thanking God for it. We're so grateful to have her to be a part of the advisory board. Amen, Jesus. At this time, people of God, we want you to receive Minister Ali Booker. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless each of you all tonight. We praise God for each of you all. We praise God for Minister Bradley. We just want to thank and praise God for another day that he have kept us. He have shielded and protected us. He have provided for us. And for that, we tell him thank you. We thank God she got out all the the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, teachers, helps, the body of Christ as a whole, and all of you all that are far and near, and all that have come and taken out the time of your busy schedule just to come to help us lift up the name of Jesus tonight and to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. I do magnify the Lord for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for his keeping power. I bless the name of the Lord because he's worthy of all praises, and glory and honor is due unto his name tonight. And I just want to tell him thank you. And I bless him tonight. I bless him tonight because he brought us once again. Once again. He brought us together just to give him glory. He brought us once again just to praise him. He brought us once again to magnify his name. He brought us once again to lift up holy hands. He brought us once again that we can come and fellowship together. I bless him for that. I bless God for that tonight. Once again, I do honor the Lord for Minister Bradley and the work of her hands. I bless God for the vision that God has given unto her for this day and time in which we live. I praise God for every pastor and everyone in their respectable place. I bless God. I bless God for the EPC Nation. I praise God for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be before you very long tonight. Some may say she says that, but she stay a little longer. I'm going to say if it be the Lord's will. It's not my intention to be before you long tonight. Knowing that tonight that some of us have had a long day, some of us have faced a lot of difficulties, some of us have faced a lot of situations and circumstances. But in the midst of all of that, God still deserves all of our praise. God still deserves all the honor. God still deserves that his name be magnified. He still deserves his name be glorified in the midst of everything that we face, all the obstacles. Oh, when your body's racking in pain, he's still worthy. He's still worthy of glory. He's still worthy. And we come tonight just to lift him up with you all tonight. We praise God. We just want to thank him once again. And yes, I'm telling him thank you because, saints of God, this is just another day that the Lord has truly kept us. And after keeping us, we still have a mind. And we still have a desire to tell him thank you. We still have a mind and we still have a desire to live for him. We still have a mind and we still have a desire to lift him up. We still have a mind and a desire to hope in the Lord. Still have a mind and a desire to hold fast. To hold fast to the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of the Most High. We still have a mind and a desire to press on and see what the end will be for us. We praise him tonight. We praise him tonight. I know many have left your homes today. He bless you going out. He bless you coming in. That's enough to tell him thank you because somebody didn't make it. Somebody didn't make it today, but we did. Somebody did not see this time of evening, but we have. And for that, we tell him thank you. For that, we tell him thank you. Somebody tonight don't have a roof over their head, but we do. Tonight have eaten their last meal. And don't know where the next one coming from. Oh, but I do believe in my heart that God is a provider. Why? Because the scripture said so. I do believe in my heart that God is a protector. Why? I'm glad you asked the question. Because the scripture says so. And I praise God tonight knowing that his word is infallible. His word. His word cannot change. God's word is absolutely. God's word is absolute truth. God's word is infallible. God's word is unchangeable. God's word is something. It's what we can stand on his word. We can stand on his word. God's word is incapable of error. God's word would never. It would never be wrong. God's word is trustworthy. God's word is without flaw. It's absolutely truth. God's word is. And we can stand on that absolute truth. We can build up on absolute truth. We can hope up on absolute truth. We can tonight. We can trust absolute truth. We can. God's system is one system that we can absolute trust. No other system that we can absolute trust but God. And you get married, you said, to death do us part. There are a lot of things to part us sometime in marriage besides death. But we said, and we stand before the minister, or we stand before the judge, or we say in sickness and in health, for better, for worse. And we say, for richer or for poor, don't we say it? All those that been married, and for those that and committed relationships. Let's say that. We say, I pledge my love to you. We say that. But there's a lot of things can come. Relationship. A lot of things can come. You get you this job. You spend all that money to go to college. And they promise you you'll get a job making so many figures when you come out. And you sometimes you come out with debt. Some people that are able, they don't. But there are a lot of them that come out that in debt for a long period of time. And you're thinking that when you come out, you're going to find a job in your field. Or are you going to find a work that's going to pay you that money that you was promised? Oh, but there's one promise that stands sure. There's one promise that will not fail. There's one promise that does not fail. God's promise is stand sure. God's promise stands sure. Yea, though it tarry. He said, wait on it. Mm-hmm. This. He said, wait on it. Wait on the promise of the Lord. Yes, because in God is yea and amen. Uh-huh. You know, people can fabricate everything else. You got a counterfeit of everything else, but truth stands by itself. Sometimes you find yourself, you got to stand by yourself. Sometimes you find yourself in a lonely place because you want somebody to believe in your relationship with God. And you want somebody to believe in the vision that God's given unto you. But sometimes you won't find that. And sometimes with husband and wife, you look for someone to believe in you and to push you. Sometimes in relationship, you would sacrifice yourself to push someone else ahead and to invest in their dreams and in their vision and their business. And then when they make it to, I say, in the big lead, I'm gonna use that. And when they get to the big lead, they forget who it was that held the hand up when the hand felt like falling. And when they get to the big lead, they forget who it was that prayed them through. When they get to the big lead, they forget, hey, who it was that you can make it. They can forget who gave them that push. They forget who gave them that boost. Mm-hmm. But one thing that stands for sure, God's word stands. God's word stands. It stands for sure. And if we're going to build up on anything, we got to build up on a sure foundation. In the Lord. Yes, because everything else can fall apart. I don't think no one gets married for a relationship to crumble. I don't think no one gets married sometime in 2 to 2 months. In this day and time, people want a divorce. You haven't even gotten a chance to know each other. And when time things get a little heated, we want to bail out. It's the same way in God. I think sometimes we forget we're in a relationship. Sometimes I think the people of God forget that you're in a marriage. Because when you're in a marriage and you don't fall, you're falling head over heels in love with this man called Jesus. Uh-huh. When you fall head over heels in love with this man called Jesus that gave his life, and you take on his name, uh-huh, we forget that it's a relationship. And a relationship, you can't go outside that relationship, or you shouldn't go outside the relationship and court someone else. You shouldn't go outside of the relationship and hook up. You shouldn't. Go outside that relationship to be intimate with someone else. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't. Oh, we talking about a relationship. And we talking about God's word tonight. Being. God's word is infallible. Mm-hmm. It stands on his own marriage. It does. It promotes himself. Mm-hmm. He has all authority. He can't fail. We can, but he can't. But in him, there's no deception. In him. It doesn't matter where you find yourself tonight. You can stand on God's word. We can stand on it. If you're sick, you can stand on the word. It doesn't matter if there's trouble in your home tonight. You can stand on God's word, be a bridge over troubled water. Oh, yes, he will. He'll still be your shield and your buckle. Yes, he will. He'll still be your hiding place. He will still be your provider. He'll still be your keeper. Yes, he will. He'll still be the lifter of your head. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. If we trust him. And if we just continue leaning his way, and we continue to say, Lord, I'm in a bad place. I'm in a bad situation. I'm in a bad predicament, but I'm going to trust what your word says. You'll never leave me, nor will you forsake me, that you'll go with me to the end of the world. I'm standing on what you said, God, and I have no choice because I don't look to go to the right, nor do I look to go to the left. And I can't back. I can't go backwards, so I got to go forward. Therefore, Lord God, I'm depending on you to lead me, and I'm depending on you to guide me. What you told me, son, when I've done all I can do, hey, he said, stand. Yes, sir. Yes, he did. He said, just stand. When you done all you can do, stand. Hey, stand. Hey, when you done prayed all you got in you out, and you have nothing else left, and the only thing you got is just a waving of your hand. Oh, glory. Sometime a waving of your hand will do what you say. I'm flagging you down, Lord. I wonder when you come sometime in your life, you have nothing else to say but, glory. Sometimes you can't find nothing else to say but, Oh, did you not know he know every moan? He know every groan. Oh, he know it. He know it. Stand. Stand on what the word say. Stand on what the word say, because it can't fail. It cannot fail us. It cannot. It will not. It will not fail us. It will not, saints. And I know it get hard sometimes. We got teenage children, or we got children, period. Regardless of what age they may be. A mother don't stop being a mother because the children get a certain year old, a certain age. Because I used to hear my mom say, God rest her soul, that when they're on your knees, you know where they are. But when they grow up and leave and they're supposed to be adults, they're on your heart. Mm-hmm. But I bless the name of the Lord tonight that his word stands. His word stands. If you battle in your mind, you can stand on what the word is saying. Or what you mean, I'm glad to ask the question. God promised, God said that he will renew our mind. He will renew our mind. And he said, if you seek me first, the kingdom, seek him first, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He said, everything else I added to you. So sometimes you have to say, Lord, I'm giving you my mind. I'm giving you my mind because right now my mind is wavering and my mind is unstable. My mind, God, is just playing tricks on me. My mind, God, is getting away with me. My mind. Then if you go in the word of God, he'll tell you, let this mind be in you. Uh-huh. You're right. Your mind is getting away from me. Well, right, my mind is. It is, God. It is. My mind is. My mind is playing tricks. Yes, my mind playing tricks on me. But he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that which was also in Christ Jesus. So find out what type of mind Christ had. Christ's mind could not be overthrown. No. That's why our mind has to be renewed. It has to be renewed. Our mind got to get transformed until it becomes the mind of Christ. And when it becomes the mind of Christ, then we'll mind the things of God. We'll mind the things of righteousness. We'll mind the things that is truthful. We'll mind the things of pureness. We'll pay attention to those things. Not that you're going to be ignorant to say the wicked device, but you'll know what it takes to keep your mind in perfect peace. When your mind in torment, find out what it's going to take to keep it in perfect peace. Let this mind be in you, which was also Christ Jesus.
And who mind stayed on the Lord. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Yes, you'll have peace in the midst of trouble. And people wonder how can that be so? That person is a mercurial person. Yeah, we ought to be mercurial people in the Lord. Yes, we should be. And he'll keep your mind in perfect peace, because the enemy comes to steal the mind. He comes to play house with your mind. He comes to play tricks with your mind. And sometimes we allow him in our mind's eyes. We allow him to come and take house in there. And you know the truth. We know the truth. But sometimes we allow the enemy to come and speak sweet nothing in our ears. And then your mind get off track just like a wheel on a bicycle. Or the train come off that, when the train come off that bicycle thing, and then you can't tell it in, because there's no, the chains don't pop off. Or the chain, you sawing the tree down. I saw a young man sawing. He was sawing the tree. As a matter of fact, my grandson at my house, he was helping me out. Well, he was doing the work. And he helping me out. And the chain popped off the saw. And therefore, the saw couldn't work no more. Therefore, he had to go put the chains back on the saw and crank it up again. Sometime, the chain jumped off. Yes, sir. And you got to go get the word of God, that chain, and put it back on there. Uh-huh. So it can get back on track. So it can operate like it ought to operate. Uh-huh. Yeah. We talking about the word of God, standing on it, being steadfast in it. He didn't say it's just one car. Matter of fact, he told us they must come. But he also said, I'll make a way of escape for you too. Mm-hmm. When we take the mindset of Christ, when we take on that mindset, Jesus knew what people were saying. He understood that everyone didn't love him, even though he was sent to die for us all, even in this day and time. Things don't got so corrupt and things don't got so out of hand. And I was reading in the scripture today about insurrection. He said these things was going to be in government. He said all this stuff going to be. And now they don't got so bad that people now, if you're not of this party or you're not, then you don't go to that church no more. What kind of foolishness is that? Oh, the mind is off. The chains don't jump off. Uh-huh. The train don't came off the rail. Uh-huh. Off the track. Yeah. 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 That you'll leave the house of God? Because of the word of God not going to conform to your ways? Huh. It never will conform to the ways of man. Man got to conform to it, but God's word would not conform to the ways of man. God's word was not designed to conform to the world and the way the world thinks. We in the world, but not of the world. Our mind got to be conformed to his word, his ways. Uh-huh. His thoughts not like our thoughts. His ways not like our ways. Mm-hmm. And so when you find yourself, you say, my mind. Oh, God, my mind. My mind. And then we have to place our mind in his hand. We got to place our mind in the word of God. We got to go in there and find out what God said about the mind. And then you start relying, and then you start speaking speaking the word out. For the scripture declares that I got to let this mind. And then you have to tell yourself, I refuse not to let my mind. I refuse not to let my mind think like the Lord. Mm-hmm. You go in there, you find out what your rights are. You go in there, you find out what God has said concerning you. You go in there, you find out. I was reading today in a book today that sometimes people don't ever want you to forget your past. People don't ever want you to forget that you messed up. People don't ever want you to forget that you made a mistake. Somebody forever holding your past or your past mistake your head. And sometimes they dangle it right in front of your face. And every time you get in an argument or misunderstanding come, there they go. Or they get suspicious, there they go with your past. And now the Bible says that any man be in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed. Behold, all things made new. So you want me to struggle with my past? Well, why did Jesus die? Well, I got to struggle with my past. You want, every time you get insecure about something, you want to throw my past up at me, or every time we have a disagreement, you want to bring my past up to me? So be it. Because I thank God for a new mind. Uh-huh. Now, therefore, there's no condemnation. Hey, thank you, son. Hey, glory in me. No condemnation. If I know I repent, you know you repent. You know you got it right. You know you turn. You don't let nobody hold nothing over your head. It was a song, and it's still a song. It ain't no just words. It's all out in the open. I ain't got nothing else to hide. It's all out in the open. I don't have nothing to hide. Uh-uh. It's when you hide stuff. That's when the enemy can hold something over your head because your hands ain't clean. Your mind ain't clean. Lord, I sure hope they don't find this out. Oh, it's all mine out in the open. I don't have nothing to hide. Everything is out in the open. Jesus forgave me. Mm-hmm. When you know God has forgiven you for a wrongdoing, and you know his blood, Jesus' blood, God sent his only begotten son to do praise, our praise, my praise. All the every last one of us was sinners, lost with no hope. Jesus, God knew we were going to need Jesus, and so he sent him to die for the sins of the world, the sins of all sins, every sin under the sun. Jesus have already come and paid the price for every sin under the sun, every sin that have been committed, every sin that can you even think of. Jesus died for each and every one of those sins. But Paul asked the question, should we continue in it? No, I said no, and I'm in agreement. We shouldn't continue wrongdoing just because Jesus came and paid the price now. Come on, let's come on, saints. We're going to have to get some strength. We're going to have to straighten our backbone up. Yes, sir. Shall we continue doing wrong? No. Shall we continue to cheat? No. Shall we continue to lie? No. Shall we continue to be hiding and done? No. That's got to be a miserable life. I once lived a miserable life, praise the name of the Lord. But I thank God for freedom tonight. I praise God for freedom, liberation in Christ Jesus tonight. Don't let nobody put you in bondage. For whom the Son of Man set free, he said you're free indeed. Your mind free, let it stay free indeed. Mm-hmm. Who? Can hold anything charged to God elect. Who is accused of the brethren? The devil is accused of the brethren. Who? The enemy keep dangling stuff before you. Want you to feel bad about a mistake. Holding something over your head. Use what God given you. He placed something in your mouth. Use it. Open your mouth and use it. God's forgiven me, and I've forgiven myself. Now, therefore, there's no condemnation in me. Why? Because I am a new creation. My old ways are gone. And behold, all things made new. You don't have to try to convince nobody. Just live it. Just live it. They're going to see it. They will see that your life has been transformed. Your mind have been renewed. Your spirit have been born again. And God do to justify. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have to learn our rights. And God will give you such a, and when you come before ungodly men and the unjust courts and stuff, hey. If we just learn to really believe, because they're going to bring us before unjust judges. You're going to be taken before unjust, and they know you innocent, but they're going to try you, and then they're going to make it look like you guilty. But God will give us such a wisdom. Hey! God will give such a wisdom in the midst of them, and they will wonder, but he don't want us to fear. He don't want us to fear. He won't. He'll give us such a wisdom and such a profound word that even make them be in amaze. Uh-huh. And God will reveal the plan and the plot of the enemy. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. God don't have to use somebody as an example that he is who he said he is. Hey, glory. So he don't want us to be fearful of everything that's going on. He don't want us to be fearful of the things that gonna come up on the face of the earth. He don't want us to be fearful. Oh, they lying, they doing this. No, the Lord. Brother Jesus said, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass. But nevertheless, let your will be done. Well, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass me. But nevertheless, let your will be done. I'm gonna be honest with you, Lord. I'm a little nervous about this thing. But as long as you go here with me, as long as you be with me, I know I'll be all right. Saints of God. Saints of the Most High God. And all of us that have not repented yet and want to be saints. God made us a promise. And God is faithful to his word. We got to be faithful to ours. Uh-huh. Sometimes you're on your job, you keep getting looked over. You're getting looked over. Some of us not really getting looked over. We just don't show ourselves that we want to do nothing. We don't want to move up. And we always, there's a lot of time, or we blame everybody else for our errors and our mistakes. And sometimes we just got to be honest and tell the truth about it. Lord, I have a problem with being there on time. Lord, I have a problem with following authority. Lord, I have a issue. So he can deliver you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we stand in our own way. And it's not that God is not ready to perform, that we won't get out of his way so he can perform. Did you not know it's hard to do anything in unbelief? You can't work in unbelief. One day I believe what he said. Say, I just don't know. You can't operate in unbelief. Mm-hmm. One minute you are fine, and the next minute, no. He said, don't be double-minded because you become unstable in all your ways. I'm talking about us tonight. I'm talking, the word of God talking about us tonight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, she ain't giving no scripture. Yes, I have. I give a lot of scripture. As the Lord will permit, for all of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. And all you got to do is open your mouth and he'll speak. He'll speak. Then if you have the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God in you, you'll be able to discern that is what is of him and what is not of him. Yeah. You'll be able to know we won't be deceived. Mm-hmm. So the word of God got to be here in our heart. That he will do what he wants. I had something totally different prepared. Something totally different prepared. I had it. I did. Uh-huh. I did. But it hadn't gone out the way I had planned it. Or the way she thought. Uh-huh. But God plans and God ways not like ours. It's not like ours. But I thank God for his word. Because God's word will not return to him void. Did you not know the rain has to come that the earth can be watered so the earth can bring forth? It's the same way we have to be watered so we can bring forth. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. The water, the word of God. The Lord plan stands firm. It stands firm forever. His intentions cannot be shaken. God's intentions not going to be shaken. The word of God going to stand forever, saints. God's word. But the Lord's plan, not my plan. Now, I can plan some things if it's in the will of God. Yes, yes, yes. Pray that God bless it. And God, I pray it's your will, but if it's not your will, then it's okay if you put a stumbling block in it, because I want that you want for me. Now, I can have desires. He did, but he's given me the desires of my heart, and I believe that he will do just that, because he said he will do just that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she hadn't given us no scripture. Oh, yeah. You got him scripture. You got him scripture. So if you just need one, let me give you one. If just in case you just need one. We're gonna deal with Psalms 33 and 11. I just spoken this here. But the Lord's plan stands firm, cannot be shaken. Praise the name of the Lord. Can't be shaken. God's word. God's intentions won't be shaken. It won't be shaken, for the word of God is quicker and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Pierce even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow. And if a discerner, listen here, God's word is a discerner of thoughts. When you hear somebody preaching or teaching or talking, and things be brought up, you said somebody went and told. No. God's word is a discerner. God's word is a discerner. And God's word is a revealer of what's in our heart and what's in our thoughts. No one went and told no one anything. No one had no conversation. It's the Lord that revealed him. It's the Lord saying, I heard your conversation. I know your thoughts that are far off. And I know your very intent. Uh-huh. And I know the way that you plan on taking even before you take it. That's what does say the word. God's word is a discerner. It discerns of the thought and the intent of the heart. You need a scripture that you'll find it in Hebrews. Hebrews 4, around the 12th verse. You'll find it. We can stand firm on what he says tonight, saints. We can stand firm on the word of God. Yes, we can. Because God's word. It's a sure foundation. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And God waters. He waters. He said some plant, some water, and God, he get an increase. Same way the rain has to come. The rain come to water the earth. But you know the earth know when it's time to bring forth. The old grass know how the new grass push away the old grass. And it comes. You put in the buds in the ground from last year, and they perennial, and every year, you'll see the earth open her mouth up, and you'll see that plant push through the earth. Uh-huh. And then before you know it, you see these beautiful blooms. It'll grow up to a green stalk, and then these beautiful blooms begin to come on the plant. Yeah, the earth knows what time to bring for that once been bedded in the ground, but then the water came good enough to soil and get that ground soft enough so that plant can push through. Hey, sometimes the word of God has to come and that it can get us soft enough, get our heart soft enough. Why? So the righteousness and pureness of God can push through. He got to get that stony heart out of the way. He got to get that heart soft enough so the word of God can push through, and the righteousness of God can push through. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return not, it don't return, yeah. Not, there's a button, water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word, look at that. I didn't know this was coming up. so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. It shall. It shall accomplish that which I please. It shall. And it shall prosper. That's what the scripture says, saint. That's what the scripture says. I'm just a messenger. But it shall. It shall. His word will not. His word that goes forth out of his mouth, it shall not return unto him born. But it shall accomplish that where he pleases. And it shall prosper in the things where he sent it to. It shall. We'll find that in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. That's the word. The word. That's the word. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield. Yes, he is. Unto them that put their trust in him. You'll find that in Proverbs 3. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. It is. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it do it fast. We can stand on him tonight. We can bank on the word of God forever. Oh, Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Yes, in Psalm 119 and 89. Yes. By the word of the Lord were heaven made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33 and 6. Saints of God, the word of God has said. We can bank on what the word of God has said. And when you're back up against the wall, that's not a bad place to be. So you know who it was that got your back off the wall when all your bills were due and all the money spent. Didn't know how you were going to get out of your situation or your circumstances. Stand on what he said. I will supply all your needs according to my riches that is in glory. We have to stand on it. We have to stand on it. We have to say it out of our mouth. And we have to remind God. Lord, I'm standing on what you said. I don't have nothing else to stand on but your word. My body's racking in pain, Father. You declared by your word. You're a healer. Through Jesus Christ, I'm healed. I need to see the manifestation of that. Stand on it. Stand on it. Stand on it. In the midst of confusion, God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Stand on it. Stand on it. He said he wouldn't leave us lonely. I'll send back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He's a keeper. He'll bring all things back to our remembrance. He'll give us a heart of flesh so we can feel again. Because a lot of us don't have so many battles and so many storms that we can't feel like we need to feel. Oh, do you know what you're talking about? Yeah, sometimes I've gone through so many battles. I've gone through so many hard trials. I've gone through a lot of them in silence. Ma'am, yes, sir. I couldn't do that. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Couldn't do nothing but moan. Couldn't do nothing but groan. Jesus. Couldn't do nothing but call him. Jesus. I couldn't do nothing else but look to Jesus. I couldn't do nothing else, saint, but just call on his name. It's a Lord have mercy, Jesus. Sometimes I couldn't do nothing but just wave my hand. And I couldn't do nothing but say, you told me you'll never leave me. not forsaken. You'll go with me to the ends of the world. I'm in a bad place. I am in a bad situation. Lord, I got 3 children. They're depending on me, and I'm depending on you. And Father, I told people that you're able to do certain things. And now, look at me. I need you to bring deliverance. I need you to move, God, that they'll still be able to see and know you, God, and you faithful to your word. Sometimes I couldn't do nothing else but say, Lord, I'm standing on what your word says. And I said what your word said back to him. Because I said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. You're going to have to help me. You're going to have to help me out of this situation. Because I'm not surrendering. I'm not giving up. Because sometimes the enemy will say, now where is your God? Where is your God? Why won't he deliver you? And you have to say, just stick around. I know you're there. And watch God's word, because God's word stands sure. And God promises, yea and amen, and he will deliver. And if he don't, I know he can. I know he can. I know he can. Because he is a sure foundation. God's word is a sure foundation. Tonight, saints of God, I encourage each and every one of us to stand firm on what the word says. I encourage each and every one of us tonight, look unto the hill for which is cometh our help, knowing that all our help comes from the Lord that have made the heavens and the earth. I encourage us tonight, cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for us tonight. I encourage us tonight, no matter what's going on in our home, Lord, you say, I can run to the rock that is higher than I. And I can be saved. There'll be one that needs salvation tonight. You're free to come. Come to Jesus. You can come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Won't we come on? While we can, we can come home, come to him. If you're better, you can come, find peace nowhere. Yeah, you can come. And if you're better, we're racking in pain. Oh, you can come, come on, come on. To Jesus, why we have time. Oh, there's trouble all in your home. You can come. Come on, come on. Come on to Jesus. And if your government, oh, you see, you can't put no trust in them. Well, why don't you come? And your job, oh, not so sure. Why don't you come? Don't get me wrong, y'all. Oh, everything about the government ain't wrong. There are some sure things that we all have need of. Oh, but put your total trust in God. Saints, we can come. If you need strength, you can come. Will there be one? You can come. If there's not, Mr. Bradley.
Yes, ma'am.
If there's not one, I'm turning back over to you.
Amen. We want to go ahead and open the platform if there's anyone that would like to have a special prayer on tonight. If you would open the platform for special prayer requests on tonight. Anyone that would like to have special prayer on tonight, glory to God.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the message, Sister Allen. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. I would like to put Mr. Larry Nicholson on the prayer list tonight on his surgery. Amen. Now asking prayer for Mr. Larry Nicholson and his family. Thank you. God bless you.
Mr. Nicholson.
Amen.
Mr. Nicholson.
You have the platform, Allen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else? Special prayer request. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Press star 6 and you can come over on tonight if you have a special prayer request. Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a special prayer request for Minister Joy Johnson of Camden, New Jersey. She's scheduled to have triple bypass surgery on this Friday coming, if God's willing. So definitely need your prayers. Also, prayer request for a Mr. Willie Green, who suffered a stroke and has been in a coma for about 3 months, asking God to work miracles for us. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
And who else did she say? Ma'am? Ma'am? Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
I got Mr. Green. You made mention of someone else.
Mr. Willie Green, who's in a coma.
Yes, ma'am.
Stroke.
I got you.
Thank you.
I think she meant the first person. I think she's trying to get the next.
I need the first person.
Minister Troy Johnson. Triple
Johnson.
Bypass surgery.
Hello. Hello?
Hello,
girls. Hello, thank you. How are you? I'm great.
Good.
Yes, ma'am. We're in Tallahassee. We would like a prayer request for the Shisha House Girls over in Tallahassee, Florida.
The whom?
The Shisha House Women over in Tallahassee, Florida, at the Work Release Center. Just for a hunger of God's Word, and that we can turn our lives around for the better and be empowered by God. Yes, ma'am, that's my prayer request. Thank you.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to make sure I got that first word right. What did you say the first word? I got the house for women.
The Shisha House Work Release for Women.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
This is Sister Betty Borum, and I'm calling in to thank everyone for their prayers for my sister Martha and my daughter Martha. They're progressing, and I was having a conversation with my niece this afternoon, so she said, Auntie, please request prayer. Her name is Erica Thomas. She said, because I want my life to be changed. She's 19, and she decided she wants a better life. So pray much for them and me also.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. I want to thank the CNN prayer line for praying for my sister Martha and my daughter Martha.
Okay, sister.
And I'm requesting prayer for my niece, Verica Thomas.
Miracle? A
miracle. Miracle. Yes.
Thompson. Okay.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Vera Thomas. Okay. Thank you. Anyone
Thank
else?
You. Hello.
Hello, how are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
I would like to ask prayer for myself, Gwen Reed, and my family, and for my good friend Sonia Stiff and her family, that we be strengthened in the Lord and keep us on our right path. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you.
You said Sonia Smith?
Sonia Stiff.
Stiff.
Yes, ma'am.
Sonia Stiff. Okay. And your name?
Gwen Reed.
Gwen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you. Anyone else? That be all?
Amen. Let's see. It doesn't look like there's anyone else trying to come over.
Okay.
Minister Ali, doesn't look like there's anyone else trying to come over.
Okay, Amen. Thank you.
Yes,
God
ma'am.
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you.
Now, God bless you. Now, Father, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, we come as armor as we know how. We come, God, on the behalf of your people tonight. Father, mm-hmm. God, we come on the behalf of Mr. Nicholson and his family. Lord,
yeah.
We coming on the behalf of Melvin Lawson. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Father
Jesus.
God, we're coming on the behalf of Mr. Green. And Father, yes. We're coming on the behalf of Minister Johnson.
Yes.
Lord God, to have a triple bypass, if it be your will.
Yes.
Father God, we're coming on the behalf of God, the CC House for Women, Work Relief. Father, we're coming tonight on the behalf of your people.
Yes.
We're coming, God, on the behalf of Bill Thompson. We come in, God, in the name of Jesus, on
yes.
behalf of Sonia and Gunya. Now, Lord God, these are your people.
Yes, Lord.
These are your people. They brought their requests before you tonight.
Yes.
You see each and every one of them, God. Some came for healing. Some came for deliverance. Some came to be empowered. Some came to be strengthened.
Yes,
some
God.
Came to be renewed. Some came, God. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, I would say salvation. Some came, God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
that their life be turned.
Yes, God.
In you, God, in the name of Jesus. I bring them to you, Father. They
yes.
came to me, but I'm coming to you.
Yes,
because
God.
The scripture declares, God, that God, I can cast my cares upon you because you cares for me. Now, stand on what
yes.
you said now. Father, in the name of Jesus, they have trust me. Hey, but I'm trusting you.
Yeah,
they have looked to me, but yeah. I'm looking to you. God, they have presented their request to me, and I'm presenting it to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, asking you to meet their every need.
Yes, God.
Asking that you turn around every situation and circumstance. Asking that you be God in the midst of it all, Father.
Yeah,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus, I'm just a vessel. Oh, God, a vessel,
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That bring your people to the foot of the cross.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, that none be lost. That none be lost, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
oh, God, for those that must need repentance,
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, for your minister tonight.
Jesus.
God, for the man of God, in the name of Jesus. That
yes.
you be God in the midst, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
And I know you're able.
Yes,
and I
God.
Know you can do anything for them.
Oh,
Father, to be your
in
will.
Jesus.
And I know it's your will that none of us be lost.
Yes,
and I know it's your will that we be healed. I know it's your will that we be delivered. I know it's your will that we be set free. I know it's your will that we have peace.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's your will, God, that we have power to thread mm-hmm. over the serpent. We have power, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can run and not be weary, that we can pray and not faint. It's the will, God, that we have power to walk upright. It's the will, God, that we have power, God, to stand in the midst of our adversity. It's the will, God, that we have power to stand, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the
when
name
the enemy,
of
God, is looking down, in the name of Jesus, you show yourself strong and mighty that you are. In the name of Jesus, I know it's the will. I know it's the will. I know it's the will. Hey, I know it's the will. I know it's the will. Hey, come on. In the name of Jesus. To show yourself.
Yes.
I know it's the will. That we stand firm.
Yes.
I know it's the will.
I know.
That we walk upright. I know it's the will. In the name of Jesus. That we come boldly to the throne of grace. I know it's the will. I know it's the will, God.
Yes.
That they can walk on right, and they can declare your name. That your name is great in earth. And I know it's your will. I know it's your will, God. I know it is your will.
Yes,
I know it's your will.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. That these women's lives will be turned in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That God, when they go out, when they go out, they can show themselves. They're strong and mighty. You're open door for them that no man can shut.
Mm.
God, in the name of Jesus, close the door that no man can open. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, and that you will supply all of the needs that they would have to turn back to the way that they once know. They would have to turn back to the way that they once came from. I know it's your will. I know it's your will. I know it's your will. God, according to your word. And I'm standing on what your word says. For your people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for queen, I know it's your will. In the name of Jesus, God, that the men and women and all those that are making their request tonight, they're making their request known unto you. And they're waiting. They're waiting for a manifestation. So am I. I'm waiting on a manifestation of you that they can come back like the young lady said. That her sister Martha and her niece Martha, their daughter Martha is getting better. They can return back and say, this is what the Lord have done. This is what the Lord have done for me. I'm waiting for a manifestation and a return of making known of your deeds that have been done in their life. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, that man will be able to see and know that you, God, and you change not to the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. Bless you now, this people, God, before and near, God, in the name of Jesus. Listen them, build them, uplift them, encourage them, lead them, and guide them, and direct their path, in the name of Jesus. For you are a great provider. You are a great provider, and you are a great God. For greatly is the Lord, and you're greatly to be praised. In the center of our God, in the mountain of your holiness. Yeah, oh, in the name of Jesus, we give it all to you tonight. In Jesus' name. I bless them in Jesus' name. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know your word cannot return unto you, boy, but it's got to perform where you sent it to. And it's going to prosper wherever you sent it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. Oh, we thank you. Hey, glory to God. Hey, glory. Hey, glory, glory, glory. I wish someone would praise him. Just praise him for your blessings.
Hallelujah.
Praise him for your deliverance. Praise him for it.
Hallelujah.
Praise him for whatever your...
All participants are unmuted.
I'm just praising for it. As if it already done. In the name of Jesus. You can call him. You don't have to worry about it. You can praise him right now. You can praise him right now. You can magnify him right now.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Don't stop speaking to people of God. We want you to stay right there in the praise.
Glory
be to God, because we just believe God wants to do something for you on tonight. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Stay right there. Stay right there. Glory be to God. Don't you dare come out. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just stay right there. Amen. But we thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Thank him. Glory be to God for his messenger. Amen, Jesus. What a word. What a word on tonight. Glory to God. So much substance, people of God. So much we can pull from. Glory to God. So much that we need. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God tonight for this word. Glory to God. People of God, we want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy of the broadcast. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. So much wisdom came forth on tonight. Glory be to God. So much word, amen, that we can stand firm on. Glory be to God. And if we stand firm on this word, glory be to God, we can be assured that we will not go down. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just want to ask, amen, Minister Emmanuel, if you would come forth, amen, and bless the woman of God on tonight. Glory be to God for availing herself in the service of the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the word tonight. Amen. Such a timely word from the Lord. Amen. We appreciate, amen, you, Minister Holly, obeying God. Amen. And speaking what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We want to pray the blessing over you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now. Father God, we thank you for the word that you have given us, oh God. We thank you even for your messenger. Thank you for your woman servant, God. We pray that you will continue to touch her. From the crown of her head up to the soles of her feet. Oh, God, anoint her more to preach your word. In the mighty name of God, Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you would deliver souls through this gospel. Oh, God, let souls be saved. Let souls be healed. For we know that it is your will. You said it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Father God, we know that it's your will tonight. It is your will for us to be delivered. It is your will for us to be healed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen the woman of God tonight. Evermore, use her for your service and your glory. Oh, God, be pleased with her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Oh, God, whatsoever she put her hands to, God, let it prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you do these things. We'll give your name and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 God bless. Thank you, Lord.
Minister Emmanuel, thank you. You on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank God for you, woman of God. We thank God for this word on tonight. People of God, we want you to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Get it. Amen. Listen to it. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory be to God. All you need to do is text us. Let us know you would like to have a copy. Amen. And the number you can text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Get your copy, people of God. Get your copy on tonight. Glory to God. As well, you can text 678-608-7234. For those of you, glory be to God, that are listening internationally and you would like to get a copy, you can send us a text message via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. We want to hear from you, glory to God. We want to get a copy of the word into your hand. Amen. We want to get a copy into your hand. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God, because I'm telling you, people of God, in this time, in this hour, we already know everything is going down but the word of God. Stand firm, people of God. Stand firm on the word. Stand firm on what you've heard on tonight. Glory be to God. Hold it and don't let go. Amen. Don't forget on Tuesday, we will be celebrating our one-year anniversary. Glory be to God, our one-year anniversary. We're excited. We want you to tell somebody, amen, promote it on your social media. Tell somebody, glory to God, call them up. Tell them about it, amen. Let them know that you've been here, that you've been blessed, and you want them to be blessed as well. And come and commemorate with us our one-year anniversary, amen. So at this time, people of God, we're not going to hold you. Glory to God, we want you to stay in that sacred place. Amen. At this time, we're going to call forth our speaker tonight. Amen. For final remarks. Amen. And for the final blessing of the line. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. And God bless every country, every state that is represented, every house of God. every church, every pastor, everyone that's on the line tonight that represents in the name of Jesus. God bless each and every one of you all, far and near, far and near. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. God bless all the PN and N advisors. God bless your pastors, your bishops. God bless your apostles and your prophets, evangelists, the mothers, all of you all, children. God bless you. God just bless you. And may God keep you. May God watch over you. And may God give you sweet sleep. May God give you sweet sleep. And may the peace of God be with you. May the peace of God.